According to Summit County Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez, the suspect, 20-year-old Eric Nisporek, was arrested at his parents' home in Oatley, along with a female companion, 24-year-old Chantel Lee Velarde. They were held at the county jail, then turned over to state adult probation and parole to be taken back to Grantsville in Tooele County. Martinez said the incident in Grantsville happened a couple of days prior to his arrest.
Grantsville police observed him in a stolen vehicle, gave chase, and there was a small chase, small pursuit, and the suspect ended up crashing his car. When he got out of the vehicle, the officer of Grantsville tried to apprehend him. A small fight ensued, and the suspect was actually able to get the Grantsville PD's officer's taser away from him, and then he was able to flee on foot. He actually fled and was so willing to get away that he actually ran out of his shoes but continued to elude officers.
Nisporek was already wanted on 5 felony warrants for drug-related offenses. Velarde was also a fugitive who had not checked in with her probation officer. Martinez said that working with Grantsville police, they found the suspect had relatives in Summit County. The parents contacted by the suspect were innocently trying to help him.
And after his chase with the Grantsville police, he had called his parents, which he's been pretty much estranged from for a while, and asked if him and his girlfriend could come and stay with him for a little while. His parents, from my understanding, came down to Salt Lake City and picked him up, him and his girlfriend, and transported him back up to Summit County. It is our understanding through our investigation that the parents had no idea what had happened in Grantsville and that he was actually wanted. When we showed up, they were unaware of the situation that had occurred in Grantsville and that his girlfriend also had a fugitive pickup from ATMP. So there's no continuing investigation as far as them for harboring anything along those lines. I think they were actually just innocent people caught, you know, trying to help their son out.
Martinez said Nisporek didn't have the taser with him when he was detained, and Martinez doesn't know if it's been found in Grantsville. Summit County officers were cautious, though, in making the arrest.
The deputies that responded to the residents to take him into custody were obviously very cautious in their approach and how they dealt with him, knowing that he has already fled from law enforcement in a high-speed chase, crashed his vehicle, continued to fight with officers, disarmed an officer from his taser, and fled on foot. We were very vigilant as to how we approached him and were very cautious. And he came into custody without any incident. I think he just was done. When we entered the residence and took him into custody, he was actually at the dinner table eating a hamburger. So he had no weapons in immediate possession or on him when we took him into custody.
Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.